February 2nd, 2:22 p.m.
It is not February. I know I haven't potted in a while.
We live in a simulation. It's February. We live in a simulation. It's 2:22. What do you want to say to Joe Biden right now?
How have you been, Scott? let's start off there.
Hey, yo. What, yo? Yes, sir. Is that the marker? Is that the action? Is that the?
Oh, that this is the start.
This is the start. I don't know. You tell me. Are we recording? Are we live? Are we on the air?
We are recording, and that's why I asked how are you? How have you been?
Oh, I'm good.
To everybody listening out there.
To everybody listening, man. I'm blessed, black, highly favored. Nah, we gotta kick it with some new shit. It's 2022.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're gonna come back to that. Give me some time to come up with some catchy shit. Some rhymey shit. I got you. By the end of this pod. But nah, I'm great, man. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't complain. 2021, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely one of them years. But I brought this year in well enough. I ain't lose my glasses. I wasn't on no crazy shit. I wasn't too drunk. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was cool. I enjoyed it. So I'm in good spirits.
How was your time away from the pod?
It was
I sound like shit, by the way, but I'm listening.
Yeah, you got that COVID?
I do not. I actually took a test today.
You got Omarion?
Yo, we gotta stop with that. But the icebox. Then you gonna do the icebox dance with it?
Yeah.
But no, I think it's the change in weather in Georgia. It was just 60 or 70 the other day, now it's in the 30s. Yeah. Tonight's gonna be in the 20s. It's like pick. Which one do you wanna be?
And I'm hearing that it's supposed to snow. Like I don't know. It's gonna be crazy. But nah, I got you.
Never a dull moment.
Never. Nah, not once. Not in Georgia. Not in Atlanta.
But how are you though? But yeah, no, how was good? Your time away from the pod?
Oh, I mean, nah, it was cool. It was, I learned a lot, you know what I'm saying? It was necessary. I got a lot of things figured out, came back, and you know what I'm saying? Now we came back ready to, you know what I'm saying, stir the pot, ready to shake the city up, ready to get the fuck right. We got some new shit coming, so.
Bro, the streets was like, yo, what's, are they beefing? What's beef?
We was beefing, bro. I hated this nigga, bro. Like, we really fought, bro. Like, we squared up.
You needed it back in blood?
I needed it. Like, I needed my lick back, bro. Like, that's what it was. For all the people listening, for the first timers.
The last timers.
And the in-betweeners, man, for coming bike, man, week after week after week. And after, you know what I'm saying, this little short hiatus that we took.
Because they were asking, they were like, Trey, what's up? You know, we getting a pod next week? I'm like, man, I don't know. Is Bro Chillian still? I'm like, man, we just got to wait. We got to wait.
Fuck this shit, man. Fuck this shit. I don't like coming on here talking to y'all. I don't like coming here talking to you. You know what I'm saying? So I quit.
I thought we leading with love. So come on, it's 2022. Come on. Yeah, we leading with love.
I'm fucking around. Let me stop. I'm going to get serious. Nah. Yeah, it was one of those where, you know what I'm saying, I had to get some shit figured out. I had to find some structure. So it was a well-needed, you know what I'm saying, month off. And to those of you, you know what I'm saying, that have come back and that we're waiting on it and that we're checking for it, we appreciate the love. We really do. And we bite, nigga. We bite.
And I would say for me also, yeah, my time away, looking back at it,
yeah,
I appreciate it. You know, that was the first time that, you know, granted, we've taken a break before for a couple of weeks, but this was the first time since we started the pod to really, you know, sit back and analyze and not even have to pod for one, which is kind of, sometimes it's like, you know, maybe you don't want to pod that week, but you still pod just, you know, to deliver to the people. But also just doing a lot of self-reflecting on the brand, me personally, you and family shit, because, you know, we just brought in the new year. Happy New Year out there to everybody who's listening.
Big facts.
And at the same time, it was a little bitter for me because, bro, it was so much shit I wanted to pod about, yo, boy, that was going on.
What? Oh, my fucking God. Me too. Like, it was so many occasions where I'm like, damn.
And then I had the urge at times where it's just like, man, fuck it. I'm about to just Trey Matthews pod. First episode, this is what's going on, shit. So, yeah. I don't know. It was just like my emotions were a little over the place, but I am happy. I am very excited to be back, even though my voice is a little messed up, but it's all Gucci.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, how are you? You know what I'm saying?
I'm amazing. I'm excellent, man. I'm blessed.
Okay.
2022. This is the year we've been talking about for the longest.
Yes, sir.
And I'm excited to take on the challenge and conquer it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we might be locked down again, possibly, to seeing how this whole pandemic has turned into a pandemic again.
Man, this is crazy. Right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Me too. I definitely can say, waking up, I feel like, so I know the year started on what, Sunday? The year started on Sunday,
Saturday,
but for me, I feel like.
You weren't that messed up, were you?
No, I was. I've been moving, man. My days run together. But I feel like Monday morning, you know what I'm saying, I woke up feeling like God put that plan in my head and I needed to execute. So that time that I took, you know what I'm saying, to grow those relationships, to do whatever I needed to do to grow the brand, we about to go crazy. So, you know what I'm saying, expect some hot shit coming. Expect a lot of shit coming, for sure, from us, from both of us individually, but from the Bro Chillians as a brand for real. So, yeah. We appreciate y'all coming bike week after week, man. Showing much love. However y'all do that shit, yo.
And this
however
you do it. Episode 131, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, that boy kept up with the number.
Yeah, come on. Absolutely. Ooh. You got to.
Okay.
And with
okay.
that being said, let's go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? Peace and love. Salutations. Ain't nothing changed. It's
yes,
2022.
Sir.
It's 2022. It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking bike in this motherfucker, man. You already know what the deal is.
Welcome back to the Bro Chillians podcast.
Yes, sir.
Episode 131.
131 of your oh so blessed, black, and highly favored. Most gracious, most humble, most loving, most shit. I don't know.
So 4 days in, have you changed anything from 2021 till now?
Yeah.
In forms of habits or anything like that?
I definitely have. I have gotten back into my gym schedule for one. That started a couple of days ago.
Yes, sir.
So I'm definitely getting bike, you know what I'm saying, on my...
Grown man.
Yeah, on my grown man.
No little fries over here.
Yeah, exactly. No small fries. No none of that. I got my fridge stocked up, so I'm definitely on my dietary, you know what I'm saying, movements as well. And... I just like changed my mental, my way of thinking. I told myself, you know what I'm saying, I sat down, I burned my incense, I burned my sage the last day of the year, and I told myself that I wasn't going to go into, you know what I'm saying, the new one with any negative or any like lingering or any, you know what I'm saying, unfulfilled thoughts of whatever or with whoever, you know what I'm saying, that I was dealing with. So my mind is in a positive state. That's what I've changed. You know what I'm saying?
That's growth.
Script on that.
Growth within is so means a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The
like that's
myself.
Everything.
Yeah, the way I talk to myself in my head, the way I, you know what I'm saying, express is positive now. So yeah. All of it is. I try to be.
Me personally, I've been trying to, you know, do that as well in terms of, you know, some healthy habits I can bring into the new year. And one of them for me is waking up at 6 AM every day now.
Okay.
It's 4 days in. I've been up by at least 5:30 or 6 o'clock every day, and my day feels much more longer.
Oh, yeah.
However, it feels like I get more done, and that's for me. That means a lot because that work life balance and, you know, family, friends, chopping it up with you, like all of that, you have to get in a schedule.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just waking up early, writing in my journal, reading, shit, drinking some tea. That's the formula to success right there. That's off to a great start, and of course, working out. Like you said, I've been heavy on that, and you already know I eat right. Come on.
For sure. Yeah, of course. Nah, I got you. That's what's up. Nah, that's good shit for sure. Definitely got to start off, you know what I'm saying, the right way. You lead off on a good foot, you tend to, you know, carry that through, so.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we even start, now that I think about it, because I don't have a docket, I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't either, bro.
You know what we should do, though? We should bring, like, a drawing board and write down the docket. And like place it right here during the video. I just thought about that just now. That would be hard.
Yeah, I'm with that. Hell yeah.
Anyways,
for sure.
I'm gonna get my RIPs off because this is one of the things that I did want to, you know, talk about. Unfortunately, but definitely RIP to Virgil.
RIP to Virgil.
Legend in itself. Need I say more? Like
right.
Fashion icon, like everything. Mm-hmm. Draco the Ruler. RIP.
RIP Draco.
We had some recent ones also, John Madden and Betty White.
And Betty White, damn, the last of the Golden Girls. Shit is crazy. RIP Dolph as well.
R.I.P. Dolph. Damn, we haven't potted in that long?
Bro.
Wow.
Bro.
R.I.P. Young Dolph. Oh, my God.
Oh, my fucking God. That shit is crazy.
I was heartbroken. I wasn't the biggest Dolph fan, but he's definitely has some classic records for me.
That shit hurt.
For that car ride.
Yeah.
Yo, that's it.
That shit that's it. Hurt, bro. I can honestly say specifically there are four songs that literally ruled my college career, like set the tone. If I was making a movie and I had to score the movie, it would be four Dolph songs.
My Born in the 80s, crack baby. Bruh. Like, yo.
Mama, she was in the industry, so guess who raised me? What? Come on, bro. Back to my nigga Dolph.
And, you know, bigger than that, he was, you know, a father. He had kids. He was a husband, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
His inspiration. Yeah. He was putting knowledge on people. He was definitely, you know what I'm saying, leading by example, teaching people how to move, teaching people, you know what I'm saying, how to be smart financially with their families, you know what I'm saying, whatever. R.I.P. King.
Damn.
R.I.P. King, yeah. Fuck! It's all good.
I feel ancient now. I don't even know if we podding right because we haven't podded since Young Dolph has passed.
Bro.
That's insane to me.
Bro, it has been a while, right? It has been a while.
It has been a while. Did you see Spider-Man? Come on, please tell me you've seen Spider-Man.
For anybody that has not seen it, pause this motherfucker right now and fast forward.
Spoiler,
this
is going to be spoiler yeah, alert. Heavy spoilers.
Oh my fucking God, yo. What the? When I say I cried twice, I was in the very front row like.
I ain't going to lie. I teared up a little bit.
Bro.
I teared up a little bit.
They took my nigga May. They took my. Yo.
I ain't going to lie. Spider-Man was wildin' though. Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Okay, why?
Because he was being an idiot. Like, you know, none of that would have happened if he would have never took the Rubik's Cube looking motherfucker away from Doctor Strange. Yeah, I don't even know what to call it, but you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the fight scene was incredible. A lot of CGI, but
oh my goodness,
I'm a fan of it. I love it. And then obviously bringing back all three Spider-Mans from the different universes, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
It was amazing. Honestly, I feel like that was probably one of the best, if not the best, I'm going to say Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll die on Gilligan alone and say best Marvel movies.
No, and I had the same argument with a group of friends recently. And I told them that Spider-Man was at least top three in the MCU universe. And it was like, oh, it's not better than, you know, Endgame or Infinity War. I'm like, but you can argue it, though. It's up there. I would say it's at least top three.
No, it's definitely up there.
You take the Avenger movies out. The only other two, what else are you naming? Doctor Strange. I'll give you that movie is hard. And I don't know the fifth one. Winter Soldier. I just answered
Winter
it.
Soldier. Okay.
Yep.
I'm trying to think because I might throw Black Widow in there, too. Maybe.
Really?
It's still new. It's very premature. But, like, out of all 30 of them, I really fuck with Black Widow. Yeah.
It was cool. It did its job in terms of following along with the storyline. But I don't know if I would just sit down and rewatch it again for me.
Okay. I got you. I feel you. And it's because it's one of those filler movies. That's why it exists.
And I would go to Black Panther before I went to that. And not because it's Panther. For sure. I think it's just a better storyline.
Well, no, I'm just going to go to Black Panther first because it's Black Panther.
Okay.
I stand with us first. But we all going to listen. All 2022 is fuck Norman. It's fuck Norman Osborn, bro. It's fuck the Green Goblin, bro.
You know, I'm a bit of a scientist myself.
Fuck that nigga, man. How? What's his name? Willem Dafoe? Bro, he's an op. It's on site. If on site was ever a person.
Wait, wasn't he Biddleman?
No. You think
who played Biddleman in Like Mike?
Let me see.
Snap. I know I'm not tripping.
Biddleman. Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover.
He had the hair slick back too like that right there. That shit is sick.
Yeah. Why am I climbing this, man? Calvin. I'm sorry, Crispin.
Give me the shoes, Calvin.
Oh, snap.
That's funny as fuck. But yeah, that was probably one of the best Spider-Man movies, I can say. It's barely beating Miles Morales, but that's just because Miles Morales holds a special place in my heart. But it was amazing. It was fucking amazing. I'm just mad that they did my guy like that at the end and left him with no friends, no family,
right.
Like nobody. That's crazy to me. But
yeah, it was brilliant. It was a masterpiece. It was everything and all that. It was the whole kit and caboodle, if you ask me.
Honestly, okay, am I crazy? Am I crazy to say this? Only because I'm still tight and I'm gonna forever be tight because they took my nigga May. In every other movie, MJ dies.
In Spider-Man?
Yeah. Almost. Except for like one or two of them, right? That's the one that we lose. Why did they decide to take May? Why couldn't they decide to take Zendaya?
Well, I think that was the point of the script, because every Spider-Man, quote-unquote, universe, somebody significant dies. In their life passes away.
Why did it have to be May, though? Why couldn't it have been the girlfriend?
Why did it have to be Uncle Ben?
Because Ben was Ben, bro. Ben was like, what does that mean? Ben wasn't Uncle Ben, was related by marriage.
So?
That was Uncle Ben, but he was related by marriage. Come on, May was blood. May is my mama's sister, yo.
Listen, he was dropping off Toby in the middle of New York City in traffic. Like he cared about him.
Because he had to.
He didn't have to. He chose to.
No, because May told him to. Listen. Because May told him to. May is my mama's sister name. May is kinfolk. May is blood. They ain't have to take her.
Listen, to answer your question, King, somebody of significance in each universe dies. It just happens that way. MJ, I didn't write the script. I didn't write the comics. That's how it was written.
It was Uncle Ben. It was MJ. And then it was...
When was it MJ, though? That's what I'm stuck on.
The second one with Andrew Garfield. She dies. Her name is Gwen, though.
No, that's Gwen. That's not him.
That's his girlfriend. Well, that's the same. You know
but
what I'm saying?
No, but it's Gwen.
Same.
No, it's Gwen.
Same. It's the same shit. Come on, bro. That's still his girlfriend. That's still MJ. For all intents and purposes, Gwen is MJ.
If you see her in the street, you're calling her Gwen. You're not calling her MJ.
No, I am calling her MJ because that was his girl. Oh my God. That was his girl.
We can move on.
That was his girl.
All right, Spider-Man was a fabulous movie. All right, we can move
Zendaya,
on.
You calling Zendaya? What's her name?
Michael Jordan.
Whatever her fucking name is, you calling her that instead of Mary Jane, instead of MJ?
Whatever she goes by, if I was in the comic and that was her name.
You dragging it, bro. You know you calling her MJ.
I could definitely be in the Spider-Man film. You can see it?
Oh, for sure. What?
I can see it.
I definitely, but would you want to be Spider-Man or would you want to be a villain?
I would be Spider-Man. I'll be the shortest Spider-Man to ever, to ever film.
I might want to be a villain. I don't know. Just because.
What if 42 Doug was Spider-Man? All right, we can move on. What else happened in the universe since we've been gone? Antonio Brown. I'm just freestyling right now. I'm just Antonio throwing Brown. You topics.
I mean.
Because I have no docket.
How do you feel about it? His antics are obviously, you know what I'm saying, crazy. That's AB. But how do you feel about it?
I don't think he'll ever play professional football again.
Ooh. That's a hot take.
When has that ever been done? On the sideline, throw a temper tantrum, run off to the other end zone, do jumping jacks or whatever kind of dance he was doing, and peaced out to the fans like, all right, this is the last of me. Like, okay, right. Cool. If you want to retire, cool. Or if you're upset or frustrated about something, I understand. Y'all can talk about that in the locker room for one, but it's a way about leaving an organization. At the end of the day, you can argue they really don't give a fuck about us because – they can trade us any day and get rid of us. Kind of a plantation mindset in a way. However, it is a way to go about leaving a team with grace.
With grace.
And never burning bridges.
Right.
Because if anything, you know, Tom Brady, I talk a lot of shit about Brady. However, he went to bat for AB the whole time. Even when they was in New England. But I digress.
I mean, nah, you're right. I stand. I'm here with you because I've never seen that done either. And it been like, you know what I'm saying, some shit that, well, it's never been done.
Right.
But even if it had been done, it wouldn't be some shit that, like, people would just, like, let slide or shrug off shoulders type shit. Because that's disrespectful. And let's call it what it is on this podcast. He's one of us. He's you know what I'm saying, a melanated brother in, you know what I'm saying, a industry that was built off and for them. So, yeah.
Now, I will say if he needs to get help, then by all due, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope he gets that help. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been seeing that narrative a lot. And
that he needs to see somebody?
Right.
Okay.
But it's like, I really don't like that because how are you instilling something that you may not be privy to onto him if he needs help? What if he's perfectly fine and just, I want to be a jackass today? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like a dumb argument, but I just don't like when the media pushes a narrative on somebody that can or cannot be true.
No, that's definitely
type shit.
It definitely plays a part in a in the mental process, at
especially
least, like,
mental health. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're dealing, like, as that person that's dealing with that, and somebody is pushing their narrative onto you, saying like you should see somebody or you need to see somebody, that affects your mental. Like, you're gonna think about that. Maybe you don't feel like that, but the fact that somebody else said that, put that on you, like, you're gonna, you know.
And you can argue, you know, his antics that have been over the past, you know, few years, or more than a few years, really, since he was on the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Even back then, you can argue, you know, these things have led up to, you know, maybe you do need to see somebody. But again, it's like, I don't know. It's not, I don't think it's for you to tell me that, ESPN.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're definitely right. It's honestly, I don't know. It's crazy. I hope whatever needs to happen happens for AB. I, in my opinion, think that there is definitely a better way of expression. Like I said, grace. But it's crazy. I don't think he wants to play ever again. I don't think it's not even about if anybody else will sign him.
Because you can argue the Buccaneers, damn near, they can win the championship this year. They're well in it. You know, it's a lot of, you know, teams this year that are capable of winning the chip. But this year has been exciting in the NFL.
It really has been. Watching football this season has been crazy. Yeah, I'll say that.
I'm not a big fan of the extra week this week, the week 18.
Uh-huh.
But I'll hold my sentiments on that. That's a whole different conversation.
I got you.
Only other thing I can think about in the sports world. Oh, yeah, Westbrook. They need to just trade him. Go ahead and trade him. What is he doing?
Not shit.
No. But he has, like, the most creative way to turn over the ball every time. Like, he'll do, like, a 360, like, between the leg and throw it out of bounds.
I'm dead.
Or, like, on some NBA Jam shit, he goes way up in the air, then the ball just disappears. Like, I don't know what happens.
Out your hands magically, like, how?
On a fast break. Like, you've been playing basketball for how long, bro?
Yeah.
And you just turn over.
Hey, that's your man's. Weren't you excited?
I was, because on paper, you would think it would be able to make sense, at least from my eyes. You know, I've seen LeBron play with pretty much everybody.
And go off.
Yeah.
Yeah. On paper, it does look like it should be fucking perfect. Like,
but at the end of the day, I think my emotions were, I don't know. I can say override or overridden by, you know, that's who Westbrook is. You know, he's always been that player since he was playing with Kevin Durant. He's going to turn over the ball. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to do some knucklehead plays sometimes, but you can't say you can't say that he doesn't leave it all on the floor. You know what I mean? He plays 100%. Y'all can be down 30. He's going to give you whatever he can give you.
Yeah, no doubt. I will say that for sure.
But it's just frustrating to see, because it's like the season is halfway through and y'all are just 500. Y'all win two, then y'all lose three.
Hey, man, I have been watching a lot more football than I have basketball.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason.
Yeah.
For that fucking reason. But we're going to see how that shit play out.
It's like been, you said. Yeah, it's been kind of, I ain't gonna lie, it's been kind of boring in the NBA this year so far, halfway through.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't watch the season. They only watch the playoffs when it really matters.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell people, these games count. Game 1 and game 37 counts, because that can be the difference of you making the playoffs or being the number one seed.
Oh, yeah, no, big facts. They do count. Hell yeah. No, I'm not that kind of sports analytic watcher, whatever you want to call it.
Kyrie comes back tomorrow, or today, since if you're in the pod today.
Does he?
Yes.
How you feel about it? Is he going to go off, or is it okay?
I don't know.
Kyrie's back.
I think, honestly, they still have a chemistry problem. They haven't played on the court once at all this year, and they barely played together last year, so we won't see the cohesiveness for a while, I feel like, because Kyrie can only play away games, if I'm not mistaken. He's not vaccinated.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
part-time basketball player. Like, how does that, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that work?
We're going to see how it's going to work. I think he's going to shit.
I mean, he has no choice but to.
He has to. I think he's going to shit. If he doesn't, who's signing him?
But the issue is with that, you know, the caveat, if they trade Kyrie Irving, that's Kevin Durant's best friend, because, or not even because, so once you burn a bridge with Kevin Durant, it's over. Harden would leave too. I wouldn't see why not. Yeah. You don't want to play there with no scrubs.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. I mean, shit, listen. If that's the move that they make, they're going to lose their whole franchise. And at that point, shit. What's the team? What's the team?
Right.
Let me see. What else? What else did we... Ooh.
What's
ooh.
Up? Okay.
Ooh. Drake and Kanye.
Damn.
Ooh.
Bro. I don't even want to pod no more.
Ooh.
I don't even want to pod no more. We missed it. We missed everything. Damn.
Oh, my fucking God, bro. How do you feel?
I thought we was just going to be able to just skip past that.
Nah. Because we got another, we got some more shit to get. Ooh. Because, dude, I want to get into who's touching Hov in the verses after that. But tell me how you feel about the Drake and Kanye.
Oh, my God.
Because you know damn well that was not no fucking benefit concert. Why? That was a verses.
Why? Why do you want me to talk about this?
No, I need to. I need to know. And how you felt when you seen Drake, when Kanye was going nuts on the, how you feel? And what the fuck was that? What kind of stage was that?
First of all, yeah, they were performing on Mars.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I don't know what that Demodome was. I really don't.
Doug.
But to answer your question, fam, how do I feel about it? Tell me. First off, it was supposed to be a Larry Hoover, mm-hmm. you know, concert, right? Concert. Benefits
yeah,
concert.
Free Larry.
I didn't see that. Or Ye had it on his pants and his t-shirt, very lousy.
Yeah, that was it, though.
And they sold it. It was a partnership with Balenciaga or something like that. And mm-hmm. maybe all the sales went to bringing light to his case. Mm-hmm. Not one time did I hear him really talk about, okay, this is what's going on with Larry Hoover. This is why we need to free him. This is how long he's been locked up for. Mm-hmm. And this is why it isn't correct that he's locked up for this long.
I'm telling you, it was a fucking versus. It was not.
It wasn't even a versus
concert.
Because I still feel like they're at odds.
I do too. It was definitely for the media. But let's get it straight. Kanye definitely had to make a point.
Like, Jay Prince really put that together and was like, look, y'all are done with the beef in the limelight, at least, the entertainment
mm-hmm.
stratosphere. But
maybe y'all hate each other for
dead
real.
It.
But
right.
we're gonna
do this and we're going to use this money, the tickets that y'all sell, we're going to use it towards the case.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I would have like them to address, or at least had his son come up there and talk about why this is important.
Yeah, facts.
And none of that was incorporated in the concert. They might have said two words about it, and they kept performing. Now, if you want to talk about the performance side of it, Ye did his thing. He played, you know.
Ye Shat.
Right. He played arguably a versus. He played records that he would play on a versus.
He's not. Who's beating Ye in a versus?
Not Drake. Not Drake.
Beating,
I don't know if you came here to
who's beating Drake in a versus.
I know I came here to pod today, but you wasn't gonna get that hot take.
I mean, okay,
yeah, nah.
Thank you. I just wanted to
not Drake.
But who's beating Drake in a versus?
Kanye.
Proves my that answers my question.
Okay,
right
okay.
There.
All right, I'm rolling.
You see where I'm going? You see where I'm, that shit was crazy.
So Ye played all his legendary shit. Fine, cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Drake gets up on stage, or the dome, whatever you want to call it.
Me. The planet.
And, you know, he started off with the 24 song that was on Ye's Donda.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Got nothing bad to say about it.
Right.
Dope. They should have did that record together anyway.
Yeah, facts.
But Drake really just played his most recent shit. And I think he did that for a reason, because he didn't want to make it seem like, I'm so egotistical, I'm going to go back and forth and play my old records with you also. And have the narrative going of, okay,
nah,
so did they play a versus, or who really won? Or
he
didn't want to feed it to any of that. He was there for one sole reason to make peace or make some kind of grace with Ye from the media spotlight. And then still behind closed doors is whatever on the other
backstage,
side still.
Backstage, Jay Prince said, listen, y'all going to do this shit and y'all going to put a smile on your fucking face. Ye said, okay, cool, but I'm a shit. He played his best records and Drake lost.
But tell me this, you don't think Drake, if it was really a versus, Drake could have really got into his bag? Not that he would have won the versus, quote unquote, if this is what we're talking about, but, you know, he could have played some better records for sure.
He could have. Why didn't he?
He played some really PC
it
records.
It wasn't about Larry. Why didn't he? Why didn't he play him?
Again, I broke down pussy? The science of why I think that.
Is he pussy? Is that a hot
hey,
take?
You can call it what you want, but I mean, that's
take?
Just how I feel, you know what I'm saying?
We came here to pod, okay? Did y'all miss me?
So you're saying he did it because he's scared? Like, I'm confused.
He didn't do it.
Or he didn't do it. Okay.
Because he would have lost. He know he would have lost. Who's touching Kanye in a fucking versus? And that leads me to the next topic. Who's touching Hove? Is Hove and Ye going in a versus? Is that what that is? Or who would you put
against him? We wouldn't get that.
Who would you put against him? No, we're not getting a versus with Hove, period.
Right.
But
and we shouldn't.
Let's humor me. Wait, why shouldn't we?
Again, your question was...
Who's touching him?
Right.
Why shouldn't we get a versus with him at all, period? That's what I want to know.
Nobody's in the same realm as Hove.
Very, very true. But, I mean, you know somebody might try.
Hove is on Saturn. We're still here at Earth, as far as catalog.
Somebody might try, though. No, I'm not debating you. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. You're right.
And the people out there that are saying Future.
Get the fuck out of here, yo. Whoever.
Throw yourself to the Lions.
Yo, I was so fucking heated when I seen that post. And it was like, yo, everybody in Atlanta says something. Or it was something, however it was said, but basically saying that everybody voted Future.
But the
ain't
thing
nobody
is,
vote Future.
The thing is, that is a very small capsule of a vote and an opinion.
That's the dumbest shit you could say, though, out of all Atlanta legends.
And even if they wanted to make that argument of Future, of his records hitting harder here in the South in Atlanta, I mean, I would think that makes sense because he's from Atlanta.
Exactly.
Hove is not. Right. Hove makes better records, I feel like, and is a better lyricist, definitely. So what are we talking about?
I never said Future. Never. He was never.
I'm saying to like the people.
That shit's
yeah.
weird. That shit yeah. is weird to me, bro. But nah, okay. So
like Future has the hit records. I can never take that away from him. He got bangers for the rest of our lifetime.
Can we
for
like
sure.
kick him out this conversation?
Just is that okay? I'm with it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just
to
get
Davies.
Him the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry.
Hove and Ye, Hove and Nas, Hove and wait. Is this dead? Is this dead or alive or just alive?
Shit, both.
are we pushing the goalpost or
okay. both?
All right, so Hovin Nas, Hovin Biggie.
Hove. Three. Hovengers today. We're Hovengers.
Hovin Hove. Hovengers. That's crazy. All right, Hove versus Hove. Come on. Blueprint 1 versus Blueprint 2. What are we saying? I don't know. I mean, I don't think if...
Put it like this. Ye, as far as production, Ye has pretty much everybody on production, except maybe you can argue Dr. Dre and Pharrell and...
That's an impossible matchup, though.
Right. But I'm saying like, Ye's production is out of this world. I wish we could play music on the pod.
That's
but it's okay.
hard, bro. I'm not going to say it would be a landslide either way, but... Hove and Ye, I'ma say Hove, obviously, but I'ma say
it would be close.
13-7?
I don't think that's a bad score. Or 12-8.
Okay.
12-8.
I'ma say that. Cause that shit, oh my fucking God. You know how crazy that would be if we got a Hove versus anybody? That shit would be so funny.
Oh, yeah. It'll be the most streamed what? Shit ever. Oh fuck a versus. Fuck YouTube. Fuck all that. It's the most streamed thing ever. Most
Honestly,
streamed video.
I don't care where it's at. Fuck Omarion.
Damn.
Not the singer. The variant. Because I love Omarion.
Omicron.
Yeah. I might have to cop some tickets to go to that versus, bro. Because that shit would be crazy. Like, that's a once in a, like... Okay. Answer this.
See, but I don't know. I don't know. Okay, a versus. Yeah, I would go to a Jay-Z versus, but a concert itself, I'm kind of okay on. I would see like a B-sides concert by him, what he did before.
Where would you rather go? Would you rather go to the Drake and Kanye concert, or would you rather go to a Hove versus?
Hove versus. More versatile, and you might see Hove perform records he's never performed before.
That is very true. But we might have fucked around and... got some unreleased shit from both of them. Or some shit that they did together.
Yeah, but Drake, I've seen Drake perform enough times to where it's like, okay, I kind of know your set list, and I kind of know the theatrics you're going to do during this 2-3 hour set.
Okay.
So that's why I'm kind of jaded about it. And I've seen Ye when he was, when he made that All Day, nigga,
yeah,
that song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like the time, that era of when I seen Ye.
I got you.
So.
I mean, but he was.
He was still Ye.
He was in the stars. He was walking on a dome, a moon, a dimmadome.
Dimmadome.
Yeah, with the stars and the smoke. The shit was fire.
Since we are in the music realm, we didn't even get to do top fives from 2021 in terms of rap albums, R&B. So I think we should, you know, take a little time out to discuss that for a couple minutes. We don't have to stay here long.
Let's do it. Unpack it.
You want to go here first?
Yeah.
R&B, I got...
Oh, so we separate?
Yeah. R&B, I got her.
Okay.
I got Summer Walker. This is in no order, by the way. Cleo Soul, Jasmine Sullivan, and Snow. Those are my five.
You said her, Summer, Jasmine, Snow, and who else? That's four. One more. Her, Summer, Jasmine, Sullivan, Snow, Allegra.
Oh, Cleo Soul. Who's your five, King, for R&B?
I got her, SZA, Jasmine Sullivan.
SZA dropped? She dropped a single. She dropped singles.
Okay. I'll take it back. I won't put that. That's hard.
If you got to come back to it, it's all good.
Honestly, because it's going to be a lot of the same of yours. That's why I'm trying to.
So her is definitely in there. That's not a question.
Definitely in there. Summer's definitely in there. Jasmine Sullivan's definitely in there. Snow is definitely in there. I don't want to put Cleo.
Wow.
I don't want to put Cleo. And it's not because I might sound like a hater. I'm sorry, but I don't want to put Cleo. It's somebody else that I'm blanking on.
Cleo, so he hates you.
Who else dropped this? Georgia.
Oh, my God. Okay. rap albums. Who do we have for top five rap albums of the year?
All right, top five rap albums.
I got Nas. Both, honestly, the Which King's one? Disease 2 okay. and the last one he just dropped a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Tyler.
Okay.
J. Cole. Who's fifth?
Ooh.
I don't know who's fifth. I'll have to come back. Donda? No. Can we do that? Or is that
you
gospel?
You can do that.
You say you can do that?
Yeah. I'm not,
I'm caping for Ye now, 2022.
Yeah, you are. Dang. That's crazy. I mean, look. Oh, the tables have turned. I'm going to go best rap album. I'm going to go King Disease 2. I'm going to go Cole. In no order. I'm going to go... Damn, that's tough.
Don't put CLB in there.
Why?
It's not top five of last year.
Is that rap?
Yes, that's rap. Bro, why are you playing me right now? All
right. Let me see.
Honorable mentions while you're thinking.
Yeah.
Damn. This is considered a pop album, I guess. An Evening with Silk Sonic. I genuinely love the album. At first, I was kind of like, okay, I liked it, but I wasn't too sure. But now that I've had time to sit with it, that is a very great album to me.
Okay. I'm not mad at it.
That Bryson Tiller shit that nobody got but me. That's an honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
Amari's album.
Oh, that's what I was blanking on.
Life of a Don, Volume 1.
Wale.
For Lauren 2. Okay.
So I'm gonna go Wale. I'm gonna go Nas. King's Disease 2. I'm gonna go CLB.
Okay, CLB.
I'm gonna go. What was it called?
I know my fifth. Fat Joe.
The Fat Joe.
That got taken off all DSPs.
The Fat Joe. And then my five, this, I might die on this alone. Where is it? What was it called? Ooh. Actually, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to just say five will go with...
It's all right, bro.
Baby Keem.
Oh, Baby Keem. Really? Number five?
Baby Keem, yeah.
All right.
Or, no. Isaiah Rashad. Isaiah Rashad.
Okay, that's more honorable to me. Baby Keem's album was dope, but I think Isaiah Rashad's was definitely
It's too
better.
Premature for Baby Keem. I'm going to go Isaiah Rashad for my five.
Okay, you came here to pod. All right. Cool.
2021. That's hard, though. And that was off the top. It might change if I can like really sit down and think about it. Because 2021 was a great year for music.
It was.
I can say that. Like, it started off slow. It started off slow as fuck, and I was a little nervous about it because we started off with Drake cap ass. We had to wait 9 months for that nigga, but, but it was a great year for music though. a lot of singles, a lot of features that I was very, very proud of. Like Brent went the fuck off. The Usual Suspects. I'm still waiting for Kendrick, but will we ever get that? But yeah, nah, I loved it. It was cool.
Kendrick 2022?
I hope so.
Rihanna 2022?
No. Rihanna 2024. She's
ASAP 2022?
No. we might get a ASAP Mob, and he might be a feature, but we're not getting an ASAP Rocky project.
Drake 2022?
Maybe. Maybe like an EP, a little 6-piece something, an album. It'd have to be something like going on, like summer would have to be going crazy, or like it'd have to be, you know what I'm saying, one of those timestamps in the year.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. How did you feel about the Roddy Ricch? Tell me. Now let's unpack this music that dropped. What dropped? How'd you feel?
Yeah, so that Roddy Ricch was trash.
Trash?
Trash.
Damn, bro. Why was it trash?
I'm sorry. I had to, you know, take a little sip of water real quick.
No,
that's why we cut for a second. But come on, you obviously know why it's trash.
I actually like fuck with it.
The best two songs on there are less than a minute.
Are less than a minute?
Yeah. BB's Interlude and Slow It Down with Ty Dolla $ign. Honestly, out of the 18, I'm maybe going back to like 6.
You're maybe going back to 6. Let me see.
Late at Night was already out.
Late at Night don't count. I fuck with maybe, yeah, like 4 of them. 5 of them I'm going back to that really have like true replay value.
But see, this is me playing both sides of the fence though, because for an artist, they have it so difficult because how can I tell Roddy Ricch to live up to his first shit? You know what I'm saying? Like that first album, Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, Hard. I don't think there's not one skip on there.
Yeah.
And then this is the sophomore slump follow up, because I feel like for a lot of artists, they have that.
But see, that's the thing too, though, because that's how a lot of artists either become like one hit wonders or one album wonders. Because you try to live up to your first shit, and you got to realize that's not always like possible. You know what I'm saying? Because that first one just take off, that motherfucker hit something different. How, you know what I'm saying? Nothing has ever hit before,
right?
And you can't recreate that feeling, because it was for that specific time frame that motherfucker hit. Like how it hit is what it was.
All right, but we off music now. So tell me how, you know, while we were on break, you were telling me how you stole a cup from Korean barbecue that I said you sip with some juice in.
All right, so
can you break that story down to us here on the podcast?
Listen. It's actually a funny story. It's a crazy story. I was on a date, right?
Oh, Lord.
Actually, it's been a minute, yo. It's been a minute. I got a couple stories for you, bro.
This is a safe space.
It is. I hope so. But nah, so I was on this date, right? I met this girl, and it was just like a one-off. I met her, asked her out on a date, a couple days later, kicked it. Went to this Korean barbecue place, and we was drunk as hell off of sake. I mean, like, drunk as fuck. And she told me she had already, like, started drinking before she got there, too. But, so that plays in. But
this sounds like a this sounds like a mixtape, like, title. Drunk off of sake, does it not? But I didn't mean to cut you off, but
that's
I just
funny.
Thought
that's
about
the
that.
Title.
Drunk as hell off the sake.
Drunk off the sake.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah. So this girl, she was daring me, to take them, cause they was like they fit so perfectly in her hand. So she was like, yo, I fuck with these cups like heavy. Like, let's go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? I bet you don't put them in your bag. I was like, shit me. I was like, what you gonna do if I put them in my bag? She was like, you know what I'm gonna do.
So you jeopardized your life.
Low key. And the thing is, tell me why Shorty bust her ass on the way out the door, bro. She was so fucking suspicious. Shorty drunk as hell. Goddamn, bust her shit. I'm talking about like, growl. It's a big ass gash right here on her face now.
This sounds like a bad movie.
Bro, it was so fuck.
Oh, shit.
Think about this, bro. This is the first date that you go on with a Shorty, right? This is the first time that you've had a for real conversation with her.
Is she asking you to steal? Are you steal for her? You know what I'm saying? You might kill for her.
I definitely would kill for her. I definitely kill for.
Listen, Skip.
See, the thing is, if I had gotten caught with that, you know what I'm saying, I'd just pay for the cups.
Nah, what if they take you to the you know, the fourth precinct?
They're going to take you to the fourth precinct.
For stealing cups. And you got to do some time for it.
That's crazy. So they're going to put me right next to Tariq. They're going to lock my ass up.
Hey, what if the cups is worth a ban each? Wow. That's a big F. That's, man, a felony.
Listen, them motherfucking cups was made out of pure aluminum.
Hey, them you can talk shit about the cup, shit. But you got that shit in your kitchen right now.
I damn sure do. And best believe, I came up on some fucking cups. And it was a great day. It was a great night because I laughed. When she busted her ass, I laughed. I helped her up, of course. I'm saying we talked about it like it was nothing.
But is that fair, though? Because hypothetically, let's say if you got jammed up in that situation, right? Mm-hmm. You drunk off the sake and they take you to, you know, they take you away. Mm-hmm. She's not going to bail your ass out of jail. She's going to be like, oh, well, he shouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, did that for me.
She's not going to bail me out. She's going to be sitting right next to my motherfucking ass because she's an accomplice.
So you singing like a bird?
What the fuck? Yo, she is my co-conspirator. She is my motherfucking co-defendant. Yes. We is in this motherfucker together, baby. What?
Yes. Okay, I just have to make sure.
I am singing like a motherfucking canary. No. You got me fucked up, shorty. Listen, bro, you may not remember because you was drunk, but this is on you, okay? My dumbass, listen, but this is on you.
It's just funny to me because at a Korean barbecue joint, you chose the cups to steal out of everything else.
I mean,
you could have got some chopsticks.
Next was the chopsticks, but they was like, I didn't like them.
Or the plates with the, you know, the squares that hold the sauces. Ooh, that's swaggy.
Nah, because the one that we went to, it was, I'm going to tell you that.
We talking about stealing.
I'm going to tell you that off there because that might get me caught up. I'm going to tell you that off there. Listen. Check Patreon for that content, all right? Because listen. Yeah. What? Mm. It was a great day though. The date was cool. When she sobered up, I told her that she busted her ass. She has a brother. I told her to make sure that she told her brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure you tell him that you fell. I didn't put my hands on you. Cause she like, she lighter than me. She black, but she lighter than me. So she could pass for white. She could pass for yellow. So I don't.
You know, why are you trying to convince me?
I'm just saying. I don't want to like.
Like you kept showing your hands. Like, this is.
I ain't put my. Hey, and if you listen, I know you listen. I know you fucking listen because you stalked my shit. I am talking about you. Yes. It was a great laugh. It was a great memory.
But yeah. What I don't know how we got off course, but we were talking about Roddy Ricch. And you say you were locked up next to Tariq.
How you feel?
Is this a spoiler? If they haven't seen Power?
Pause the motherfucker right now. Ghost. Pause it right now and fast forward.
I ain't gonna lie. Professor Milgram, she about to get capped.
She a whole ass. She a mark, bro. She about to get capped. She a buster.
Hey, I ain't gonna be surprised, but Lauren get capped too.
Lauren gonna get capped.
It might go down that way.
Lauren gonna get capped, and then no, Lauren might not get capped.
Professor Milgram for sure.
Professor Milgram is definitely getting capped. She needs to get the fuck out of there. Talking about some, that's what he deserved. Man, if you don't take your punk ass just cause your boyfriend got clipped, you mad now? Whatever, yo. She ain't shit. She ugly to me now.
No, what's homeball? What's ball player's name? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Zeke. Zeke.
Bro, Ezekiel. Zeke lost. Bro, Ezekiel he lost Cross. It in the interview. He went berserk.
That nigga face. What he said?
He went ballistic.
Get these
cameras at my face.
That shit was funny as hell.
Oh man.
I don't know why they let him do that. That shit was stupid. But my thing is, how y'all locked Tariq up the same day, literally an hour after he got his little sister.
Face beat up and everything. Lauren not asking what happened. He got his car overnight. Her car, I mean.
Nothing.
Just he has a beat up face. Now let's purchase this townhouse or whatever it is.
Whatever the fuck it was.
What the hell were they in New York? Was that Bed-Stuy? Where was that?
I don't know. I never been. She is a real one though for giving him the crib.
No,
I would say that.
She is whack as hell for wearing that damn wire.
She's whack as fuck for wearing the wire. And nothing that she does will, you know what I'm saying, will be get back. Cause that shit is, yeah, that's at the point of no return. But you gave me the crib. You gave me the spot. I can get my sister. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. The show is crazy.
Hey, 2-Bit coming back on the second half. I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. Mm. He need Tariq and he need that money.
You think it's crazy because what's his name got out? Tejada got out, But
oh yeah, Mary J looked shook. Mary J she was like, "This is bullshit."
I'm saying, because now she didn't chose.
Yeah,
she didn't chose. But that's crazy that Kane not his son.
And she got a thing for light skinned Puerto Ricans with the beard.
Facts though,
they look like twins.
They are twins, bro. They are twins, and they do the same shit. Like hell, come on, bro. Do you like the show though? Like,
Cool? I do like the direction it's going. You know, okay. I have spoken about, you know, not watching Black Trauma anymore. And the only reason that I'm laughing is because I was having a conversation with Amari. And he was like, if you done with, you know, Black Trauma, are you going to finish? You going to finish Power, see how it plays out? Or you just going to quit?
Facts, though.
I said, I'm going to finish this shit out. I got to ride it out to see how it play out.
I'm dead. Wait, hold up. We got to unpack this. So why are you staying away from Black Trauma? What's up?
Because I feel like they throw it in our face all of the time, 24/7, on news outlets, on television.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue even in sports when people get drafted. The first thing they talk about is, you know, his father died and got killed. Da da da. Like it's always some sad story, you know, about us. They never just show us in a positivity, natural light. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even on social media, the first thing you see is us beefing with each other, or you know, R.I.P. Dolph and. Yeah. It goes on. It's a nonstop cycle. So you can only process that information so much, so many times.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that takes wear and tear on your mental for real.
So what are you watching these days? What are you?
I don't know if I'm doing a lot of watching when it comes to TV, honestly. Like, I watch my fair share of sports. But I told you, I'm in the element now where I rather just read. You know, I'm on the new Will book. Couple pages that. In, and mm-hmm. he's got me. He's got me pulled in, so I'm gonna continue the whole book and see how it is. But I'm into, you know, more reading and writing and connecting with my friends, bro.
I got you.
FaceTime.
I'm gonna have to get that when you're done, because I want to read that too. I've been slow on my reading, because I've been outside. I'm outside, bro.
And this is the time to be inside.
It is,
for real.
It is.
And we can touch on this right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
The pandemic, like, you know, obviously the cases were down at some point or mm-hmm. at a couple points, and mm-hmm. now it's spiked up in a way that we've never seen before. You know, we thought last year broke records. Like, they're saying, you know, hospitals are full again, and now they're attacking the younger and the children.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can get it. Ain't nobody safe,
mm-hmm.
vaccinated or not, booster or not. So, yeah, definitely this is that time in the episode where we tell y'all to move with purpose. We tell y'all to wear y'all fucking mask.
Wear your mask.
Wash your fucking hands.
Vaccinated or not, wear your mask.
Stay at home. Obviously, don't listen to me. Don't be a dumbass like me, okay? Don't follow my footsteps. Listen to the pod, though. Definitely listen to the pod. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know when we drop, you know when we drop. But if you don't know when we drop.
You turned the pandemic into an ad? This is the ad for us?
It's the ad. We drop.
Stay safe, but listen.
Audio, keep stay listening. Stay safe, but listen. This is a fucking ad. We drop Wednesday. Wednesday.
See, you don't even remember the schedule Wednesday, no more.
I don't. I forgot how to pod. I forgot how to pod, and I don't know when we drop. We drop Wednesday. Audio, visuals, Saturday. So come fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? But stay safe for real. Definitely mask up. You know what I'm saying? Whatever precautions you were taking. You know what I'm saying? Do that, get tested, all that good shit.
It's been very eerie, man. I've been seeing the COVID lines.
Yeah, crazy.
So long.
Crazy, bro.
So long. Jobs are closing again. My job is shut down currently.
Work?
Yeah. Damn. It's a plethora of things that are happening due to this pandemic still, man. Like, it's not getting any better.
They're not going
to
close my job down. They said, fuck us, bro. Y'all essential.
Mm-hmm.
We need y'all.
But even and shout out to the essential workers, man. They don't get their flowers enough.
Not as facts. Yeah, that's big facts. Big shout outs to the nurses. Big shout outs to, you know what I'm saying, the healthcare workers, because y'all are the goats. We know y'all in the grind. Y'all, you know what I'm saying, doing the shit that nobody wants to do for real. Because I wouldn't be in the rooms with the niggas with COVID. I would not.
So I say that to say, like, we are in the future currently. Like, you know, we're going to have to learn to, you know, just adjust and be adjacent along with this pandemic, honestly.
Is this life?
This is life at this point. It's been going on 3 years now.
Yeah.
And 3 years sounds insane because I remember like it was yesterday when everything started closing.
It does, yeah. I remember too.
And so, I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't turn into another year like last year where it was, okay, the cases are up. Everybody stays home. Mm-hmm. Another lowering it back down. Summer, everybody's outside. Then the pandemic goes crazy again.
I got you. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, and it being contaminated now, or, you know, convoluting with the flu and the weather change. That's why my voice sounds like it sounds now.
Nah, he got that shit.
I tested negative as hell, and my voice is crackling because it's 60 one day, and in the 30s on top of that. Mm-hmm. So, it's hard out here for a player, man.
Y'all be safe out here for real, man. Cause Lord knows, and a lot of people are saying that when they do get it, they don't even like know that they have it. You know,
right.
And they just out here with it, and you fuck around and get tested, or you fuck around and wake up and feel a little weird, and fuck, you got.
They talked about
where your heart used to be.
They talked about the tests having, you know, false positives and negatives now too. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are not really accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you really decipher on who's sick and who's not? And don't even get me started on the argument with the CDC. After 5 days,
dumb motherfuckers,
you can come back to work. You can take your black ass back to work. That's basically what they said.
Like, come on.
They don't want people sitting at home racking up.
What was the, like, I know what the reason was, but like, you.
It's
like,
money.
Yeah, 5 days, bro?
I think it's money. I know it's money. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they noticed last year, people were making more in unemployment checks than they were getting paid at their actual physical job that
they go to
40 hours a week.
They had to stop that shit.
And not only that, the creativity level went up in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to, okay, don't focus on that. Come still work for us, regardless if you're sick or not.
Mm-hmm. I think I seen something that said, it was like a statistic that said 38% or 40% of black business owners, like that number grew 38% in the last like 2 years.
And so round of applause for that too.
Round of applause for that, for sure.
Clap that up for real.
Yeah, that's definitely something to be, you know what I'm saying, celebrated and cheered about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy to think though, because like you went from 10 days, you went from 14 to 10 to 5, and this shit is killing us faster than it was before. What?
And if you test positive and you're asymptomatic, you still can come to work.
What? My nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they're saying. Like, yeah, Trey, you still can come to work and, you know, get your hours in and still support what we need to be supported.
So when we all gone, then who gonna work for y'all?
Oh, they're just gonna replace you with another Trey from a different universe. You see, that's how it works.
I'm cloned.
Hey.
Shit.
But no, I'm bringing that back to where you was talking about Spider-Man, how Uncle Ben and this one. Yeah. It works like that. It works like that, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy as fuck.
But yeah, y'all definitely, you know, stay safe out there. Do whatever you think is best for you and your family. I can't stress that enough. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. For real. This is the time more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Protect your heart and protect your forehead.
I also seen something else that it's a couple of cities getting stimulus checks.
Word.
Very soon, yeah. Ooh. Atlanta was not on it, so I was very I was very upset. See, this is why I tell you don't get on social media. It's above you. It's above you. For real.
Yeah, yeah. He said Atlanta is not on it. I'm fucking dead. That's sick. Why is Atlanta not on it? Like, what the fuck?
I have no idea, bro. I was so pissed. I didn't even care to read the article. I'm like, y'all got it.
I want to know what cities are on there now. Like, what states are on there now? Because you saying Atlanta is, like, it's not the biggest, like, in terms of, you know, like, space. Or, like, it's big in demographic. It's big in people. But
I'm pulling it up here. And this article is from The Sun. I think it's a California based news site. But California is on there. Florida.
Makes sense.
Maine, Maryland, Seattle, Columbia, Chicago, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, New York City, Minnesota. They could have snuck Atlanta in there.
They could have snuck
you threw Minnesota in there. You could have given Atlanta some love.
The only one that really doesn't make sense for real is Minnesota. Out of all of them, Maine makes sense.
Maryland makes sense.
Maryland makes sense.
New Orleans makes sense.
Yes.
But Atlanta don't make sense?
Yes, Atlanta makes sense. But I can't say Atlanta makes more sense than Louisiana or more sense than
you tell
maybe
that,
Maine,
you,
but
hey,
maybe
you tell
not
that to all the entrepreneurs and independent business owners
nah,
that are listening
here
right
for
now.
I'm definitely here for it. Atlanta needs to be on there for sure because I want my motherfucking check.
Right.
Yes. My motherfucking stem at, man. Come on. Yes, I need my shit. But that's crazy as hell because that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. We one of the busiest cities in the U.S. What you talking about? Come on. where literally the airport is a hub. Everybody comes through here. Why would you do that?
What else did we miss while we were gone? I mean, we have the whole year to talk about literally everything, but
facts.
anything important that we didn't get to?
Has it been that long that the police was found guilty for the murder of Ahmaud?
I think we touched on the second to last week. Yes, with Chaz. Okay. Shout out Chaz. We did talk about
so
that.
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't know, man. I don't know. Talk to me about life, bro.
Give me two goals that you want to accomplish in 2022.
Two goals I want to accomplish
in 2022.
So this new, I guess, like, brand that I'm creating for myself, I have three people that I'm studying, three people that I'm stalking in, like, a, you know what I'm saying, a healthy way, obviously. But so one of my goals is to build a relationship with them, but as at the same time, like, a business relationship, but at the same time, I want to emulate, like, we do the same thing, so I want to emulate how they do it. That's one of my goals. If I can say, like, I can look at my life and say, I'm studying Kenny Burns. He has his own bottle company. He has his own, you know what I'm saying, show. He has his own shoe. He has his own whatever. Like, and all that shit leads into what he does in his life. If I can say I can emulate, like, my life looks like that, that's my goal.
In your own creative way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of my goals for 2022. And then the second is be more, I guess, like, intentional with my mental. Is I've learned from 2021 that it's not about manifesting. It's literally, like, knowing.
It's about manifesting.
I mean, it is. It's about manifesting, but it's a lot about, like, knowing what the fuck you can do and actually doing that shit. Like, I learned that I'm actually nice as fuck at what I can do, at what I can deliver on. So I have to, like, be more intentional with telling myself and being more, like, intentional with, okay, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do. Let's execute.
Right. I'm with that. I'm with that, dog. Hey.
Intentionality.
So.
What about you?
Two
goals.
For one, I would say be water. Awesome Bruce Lee shit. Be a conduit to water in terms of my lifestyle, man. Just continuing to prosper in the ways I've been prospering already and learn how to build on top of that. And whether that's, you know, being a better friend, a better brother, better business partner, whatever it is, just try to overall be better in all aspects of my life. So continue to flourish and do that. And I would say the second thing, damn, I kind of like how you said, you know, kind of, you know, emulating a lifestyle and just showing people on the day-to-day basis of what it's like kicking it with Trey type shit.
Yeah.
And just show people a little bit more, because, you know, I'm not super personal when it comes to social media, but why not be a little bit more vulnerable this year and show that side? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like for the most part, I show you when I put the drip on. I show you when we do in the pod. But let's really peel back the layers of who Trey really is. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's two promises I want to deliver on.
That's lit. I like that. Yeah, that's hard. For Showski.
But let's get out of here. My voice is.
Oh, we at that.
It's not like mark? The Green Goblin got me right now.
How long we been potting?
About an hour.
Hey, yo, fuck. What's his name? Willem Dafoe.
Oh wow.
Fuck the Green Goblin, bro. Fuck him. Cause how you gonna stab my nigga in the back like that afterwards?
What's other buddy Crispin?
Yeah.
Fuck Crispin too.
Fuck Crispin with the slick back hair. Cause he was the thin man in Charlie's Angels, the weird motherfucker that always screaming.
The crispy hive. The Crispin crispy hive is gonna come after you, whatever they're called.
Hey man, y'all don't want none of this, okay? Fuck them. They took my nigga May, bro. I'm tight. Fuck. You got anything else you wanted to?
Nah, that's really it, man. Again, ooh, appreciate y'all for rocking with us, man. We know before we took a little hiatus. I'm going to let you finish
ahead,
in a second.
Go ahead.
I just want to say appreciate everybody, you know, just still staying down and rocking with us, man. 131 episodes has led us up to this point, 2022. So I'm more than blessed. I know you're blessed. So go ahead, King.
I was just going to say before we get out of here, we have a lot of shit coming. This wasn't just a break for nothing. This wasn't, you know what I'm saying, just some take a little hiatus and come back to you when I come back to you. We was growing. We was developing. We was coming up. We was creating. We was, you know what I'm saying, getting busy. So there will be some new changes. There will be some new developments, some new segments that we're going to casually roll out. You know what I'm saying? You see, you know what I'm saying, the new ambiance. You see the new, I don't know what you want to, aesthetic. You know what I'm saying? It's aestheticing right now. I don't know if that's a word, but there are going to be some new, you know what I'm saying, some new developments here and there. So stay tuned. Check us out. Go ahead and like, comment, share, subscribe. Turn that post notification bell on. We on YouTube. We on everything. We on Patreon. We on all that good shit. Check us out. The content is there, bro. It's a new year. You know what I'm saying? Is it corny to say it's a new us?
No.
It's a new
pod. Well, same me. Honestly, the price just went up.
Same me, same us. The price definitely went up. But you know what I'm saying? It's a new pod. It's a new day. So, yeah. We appreciate the first timers.
The last timers.
And the in-betweeners for coming. Bike, man, week after week. Bro, you're much silly. Love, man.
Man, listen, bro. Chili, it's out.
From your favorite podcast. Them boys is back. Yeah, man.
Bro, Chili is out.
Bro, Chili is out.